Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good.
I borrowed this sweatshirt. Hope you don't mind. Bacon and eggs coming up.
Where did Heather go?
Oh, I heard her leaving early this morning.
You cat. Oh, what a night. Just what I needed.
Well, I'll tell you something.
You look like a new man. I feel like a new man. I was getting so used to being rejected. You know, I really liked her.
Hey, who's my treat?
What do you mean it was your treat?
You know, I bought this time, you buy next time. Well, erase pickle.
Buy what?
What do you mean by what? The women.
What? Do you mean that Heather is a prostitute?
Of course she is. You think a woman like that would hang out with us if we weren't paying?
Oh my God. This can't be happening.
Oh, hey. It's okay. She's totally clean. I checked her out about a week ago.
Make sure she was top quality.
And I'm healthy as a horse. Not a drip.
Would you like some juice? You're kidding me, right? She's a friend of yours. You're just messing with my mind, right?
I wish I had friends like that.
Get out of my house. What are you so ashamed of? I know she was a working girl, but she kind of liked you.
Excuse my charisma, vodka with a spritzer, swagger down pat, call my shit Patricia, young money militia, and I am the commissioner. You don't want Star Weezy, cause the F is my finisher. So misunderstood, but what's the world without enigma? Two bitches at the same time, synchronized swimmers. Got the girl twisted, cause she open when you twist her. Never met the bitch, but I fuck her like I missed her. Life is the bitch, and death is her sister. Sleep is the cousin, what a fucking family picture. You know Father Time, and we all know Mother Nature. It's all in the family, but I am of no relation. No matter who's buying, I'm a celebration. Black and white diamonds, fuck segregation. Fuck that shit, my money up. You niggas just hunting up. Young money running shit, and you niggas just runner ups. I don't feel I done enough, so I'ma keep on doing this shit. Let's tune shit a young tuna fish. Yeah. I'm going back in. Okay, I lost my mind. Somewhere out there stranded. I think you stand under me if you don't understand me. Had my heart broken by this woman named Tammy. But hoes gon' be hoes, so I couldn't blame Tammy. Just talked to moms, told her she the sweetest. I beat the beat up, call it self-defense. Swear man, I be seeing through these niggas like sequence. Niggas think they heedmen, pow, pow, the end. Talking to myself because I am my own consultant. Married to the money, fuck the world, that's adultery. You full of shit, you close your mouth and let your ass talk. Young money eating, all you haters do is asshole. Stop playing, bitch, I got this game on deadbolt. Mind so sharp, I fuck around and cut my head off. Real nigga all day and tomorrow. But these motherfuckers talking crazy like they jaw broke. Glass half empty, half full, I'll spill ya. Try me and run into a wall, outfielder. You know I'm a ball till they turn off the field lights. The fruits of my labor, I enjoy them while they still right. Bitch, stop playing, I do it like a king do. If these niggas animals, then I'ma have a mink soon. Tell them bitches I say put my name on the wall. I speak the truth, but I guess that's a foreign language to y'all. And I call it like I see it, and my glasses on. But most of y'all don't get the picture unless the flash is on. Satisfied with nothing, you don't know the half of it. Young money, cash money. Paper chaser, tell that paper, look, I'm right behind ya. Bitch, real G's moving silence like lasagna. People say I'm borderline crazy, sorta kinda. Woman of my dreams, I don't sleep so I can't find her. You niggas are gelatin, peanuts to an elephant. I got through that sentence like a subject and a predicate. Yeah, with a swag you would kill for. Money too strong, pockets on bodybuilder. Jumped in a wishing well, now wish me well. Tell him kiss my ass, call that kiss and tell. Yeah, word to my mama, I'm out of my llama bean. Don't wanna see what that drama mean. Get some drama mean, llama scream. Hotter than summer sun on a Ghana queen. Now all I want is hits, bitch, Wayne signed a fiend. I play the side for you niggas just trying to front and see. Son of Gun, son of Sam, you niggas the son of me. Pause for this dumb as speech, I glow like Buddha. Disturb me and you'll be all over the flow like Luda. Bitch, I flow like scuba, bitch, I'm bold like Cuba. And I keep a killer hoe, she gon' blow right through ya. I be macking about my stacking amount, I pack like a mover. Shout the ratchet for backing out on behalf of my shooter. Niggas think they high as I come laugh at your ruler. Cash money cold, bitch, but I actions is cooler. Wait, these niggas out they mind, and I told these fuck niggas some hundred times that I keep them bucks, they be on my mind. Tuck these, I fuck these on your mind. Pause, I feed them on my grind, get a beat a little up, keep throw my sign in the middle, hit them a piece on my side. Cause ain't no peace on my side, bitch. I'm a man, I visit urinals with pride. Tune, tell me to, I'm shooting when the funeral outside. I'm uptown, thoroughbred at BX, nigga, you heard Gunna.
What up, y'all? Fat Mac back in the game, man. Almighty Triple XL coming at y'all live and direct from MacCity.com. Giving y'all the business. What's up to all the Mac City citizens? You know, paying rent to live in the lap of luxury or in squalor, depending on which section of the city you living in, man. Yo. Man, big ups to all my partners, man. Tony Dreamer, Side Trickster, Rick Nasty, T-Man. Shit, fuck. Brain is not functioning well today. TaylorMade. Fuck. Damn, I already said Rick Nasty, didn't I? Damn, I've got a partner out there. Shit, I ain't really shouted out because I keep forgetting his name. I believe it's Akbar Slim. What's up, Akbar Slim, man? Shit, I keep forgetting to hit you up and shit, man. And there's another cat out there. Boy, what? Oh, brain is mush. This is what porn will do to you, man. This is what porn will do to you. You know, you shooting out all them vital fluids, man, that your brain needs to basically stay equipped, man, to stay sharp. I don't know, I've been doing a little too much, been losing too many fluids lately, man. But anyway, let me see if I can get back on track, man. I'm wandering, I'm rambling. Sign of a corrupt mind, so to speak. Damn, did I even shout out all the people I was supposed to shout out, man? Did I say the Knowledge Gangster? My boy Emil? Shit, well, I don't know. Anyway, let me get off that, man. I'm just coming in and give y'all a little quick show, man. Hopefully, be about 30 minutes. Today's little ditty, man, is called Be Careful What You Wish For, because you just might get it. That's right, my nigga. Be careful what you wish for, you just might get it. I want to go ahead and start this off by basically telling you what happened to me today. I kind of had like a blind date, man. Met this white chick on Black Planet, man. And, you know, I typically don't do this shit, man. But every now and then, I always try and meet abroad on some square shit just to see what's up. And it never really works out. But, you know, I keep trying. I keep giving it the old college try. White chicks, black chicks, fat chicks, you know, skinny chicks, you know, light-skinned chicks, but it don't matter. I try all of them, man, but all of them, for some reason or another, they just never fucking work out, man. So, of course, when I'm hollering at this white chick, you know, I'm fitting the stereotype of the typical nigga that's fucking with a fat white chick. You know how that is, where everybody sees a dude fucking with a white chick, but the white chick is so-called substandard because she's fat. You know what I mean? And boy, if you see a white boy, you know, fucking with a sister, you know, she's usually sharp. And I guess that's exactly what kind of went down, you know, between me and this female for the past 2 or 3 weeks. I knew she was kind of like a big chick. I seen a picture. Whenever a broad show you a picture of her on any of these websites, these social sites, man, and all you can ever see is just a headshot of her, you know, she won't show you the rest of her body. I know what's up, right? But I just liked the broad conversation, man. She was really hitting me with really good conversation. You know, straight just on my dick. Oh, you're so fine. Oh, you're the best. Oh, I want to see you. I want to get with you. You know, I'll make you so happy. You know, shit I hear a lot, man, from a lot of regular chicks. So I'm trying to do some regular shit. And I'm like, oh, man. You know, because I don't really dig, you know, big chicks, man. But I say, fuck it. Let me see what's going on, you know. So, she just get to the point where she just can't take it no more. She got to meet me, right? So, she made the date to see me today. And I was going to brace myself because I've been through this shit before, man. You know, when you see a broad come, to your spot or come fuck with you, and you open up the door, she don't look shit like her fucking picture. Oh shit, man. Hey, no, she gave me a headshot, right, of what she looked like. And I don't know if the shit was photoshopped or whatever. It didn't really look photoshopped, but upon a cursory glance of her real self, her physical being being right in my fucking face, man, I'm like, god damn, is this the same bitch? Is this the same goddamn bitch? I'm like, this don't look shit like the goddamn picture. So I'm like, but I ain't trying to be rude, because, you know, already I'm just kind of really digging just her conversation, man. So I'm like, fuck it, let me fuck with her. And, you know, all the while she was talking to me on Black Planet and through my cell phone, you know, all she was talking about was, I love to kiss, and I love to hug, and I love to kiss and hug, and when I see you, I'm going to kiss and hug you. And kiss. Man, it was like, I was trying my best to put on a face of, you know, damn, baby, you're sexy, but she wasn't sexy at all to me. But she went over and she grabbed me and she hugged me and she put a big old kiss, you know, on my lips, and I acted like I was with it. You know, I'm like, yeah, you know, because she told me, you know, before I met her, she was like, I hope you feel the same way about me when you meet me. I know you like me, but when you meet me, I hope you like me the same way. And I'm talking cash shit on the phone. I'm like, yeah, baby, don't worry about it. This transcends the physical. It ain't about the physical. Shit, I'm digging you. I'm digging your soul. Horse shit, nigga. Oh, well, yeah, when I seen her, I'm just like, wow, man, this is fucked up. But like I said, I wasn't trying to be rude, because she was a real nice chick, man. And fuck. And consequently, she's an older broad. You know, I'm not into older chicks. I'm not into big chicks. She's 43 and bigger than me, nigga. So it's like, wow, nigga, what? Man. So like I said, I tried my best, man. So all day, you know, we did some heavy petting. You know, she was grabbing on my shit and, you know, some old high school shit, man. You know, she's kissing on me and she's getting all hot and bothered and shit. And I'm just thinking to myself, man, I hope she don't want me to fuck. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to fuck. I really don't want to do none of this shit, man. I don't. Oh, shit. So, we in the back room, man. She, you know, baby, I need you. And, I you know, she just on me, man. But, I mean, the funny thing is I really wasn't feeling it. But, yeah, and still, I was kind of getting turned on just because she was so goddamn just into me, man. She was just, man, she just thought I was just the motherfucking shit, man. But I was just like, man, I can't do it. I don't think my shit's going to work. And so I kind of called an end to that shit. I basically told her, like, hey, you need to stop, because I want to respect you. And I don't want just to be no booty call. You know, I want us to take this slow. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, I don't want to just use you. You know what I mean? I don't think that'd be right. She was like, oh, baby, I understand. I'm like, okay. So I kind of dodged that bullet. And later on, we sit down looking at TV, and she's like, you know what? I'm hungry. I'm like, oh, really? You know, I'm just hoping that she don't say what I think she going to say, but she says what I was dreading she was going to say. She said, let's go out for lunch. I'm like, nigga, I'm trying my best not to be an asshole here, man, because, once again, her soul is beautiful. I'm not going to lie, man. But I'm like, man, I don't know if I could be seen in public with this chick, man. She is not the business, nigga. She is not the business, man. I'm like, damn. Oh, god damn, man. And so she was looking at me, and I was hesitant. She was like, what's wrong? I'm like, nothing. Nothing's wrong. Nothing. She like, well, what do you want to eat? I'm like, let me think about that, you know? So I'm trying to play it off. I'm trying to play it off like I'm trying to figure out what the fuck my fat ass want to eat. Yeah, but really, I was thinking about, man, how do I get out of going out in public with this chick, man? Oh, I shouldn't be talking about this. This is really bad. This is bad karma, man. I'm asking the universe to please forgive me, because her soul is good. Seriously, her soul is good, man. But I just, man, Nigga, I couldn't do the sex thing. I didn't want to be out in public with her, man. So we ended up going out anyway, man. Uncomfortable as fuck, man. She want to hold my hand. She want to, you know, hold my arm, be all up on me, man. And yeah, I'm putting on my game face. You know, I'm acting like I don't give a fuck. You know, I got people looking at me like, look at this weird shit. There's some odd looking shit right here. You know what I'm saying? Odd looking shit. So went ahead, got our eat on, man. Got done, came back to the spot. And then she started with the petting and the kissing and the hugging again. I'm like, oh my God. Shit, please, Lord, help me. Help me. Oh, man. Please forgive me, universe. Please forgive me, for I have sinned. But yeah, basically, that's what went down. But it just came down to the point where I was just kind of happy that, because initially I wanted her to actually stay the night with me before I actually seen what she looked like. But she told me she couldn't do that because she got to go to work the next day. And consequently, she's a registered nurse, man. She makes good money, man, real good money. And she's like, I can't do that. I got to go to work tomorrow. I'm like, oh, damn. So I was really happy the fact that she told me previously, like last night, that she had to go and work because she couldn't stay the night. I'm like, oh, man, thank you. Cause I'd be fighting this broad all night, man, cause she wants some dick. So she went ahead and she called it a day, and she said, well, I had a great time and I hope I'll be seeing you, and I hope you call me back, and I hope that I was what you were looking for. And you know, she was just talking all this shit about wanting to be with me and giving up all my bitches. And I'm like, oh wow. You know, cause the first thing she did when she came in, she looked at all the broads, right, that's on my wall, and the females I got in my picture frames and shit. And she was like, God damn, you know, what's going on with this? So I just told her, you know, them all my little friends, man. You know, my little freaks I fuck with. So she was kind of feeling a little substandard when she seen, you know, what she had to compete with. But make a long story short, she went home, and I was fucking, whew, relieved. Ah. Now you're sitting back saying, okay, nigga, you know, what the fuck was that all about? You know, what is the gist of this shit, man? You're talking about be careful what you wish for. Well, once again, in Mac City fashion, we're going to take a break before we even fuck with that, man. That's right. Take a break. Marinate on the blind date story, so to speak, and then I'll be back.
You ain't no pimp. You're arrested.
I need to get my mind right.
She keep on screaming it. Think it's domestic abuse the way I keep on beating it.
Like like him hard. I swear to God, I'ma beat it up. Assault charge. Feet in hand, to the back, I'ma gangster. She loving it. She touch her toes, I'm touching it.
I am.
You be told, I'm cutting it. Cause she keep on screaming it. Hotel complaints, the front desk tripping. I just keep on beating it.
Got it. With a mix all in my flesh.
What she like?
When I'm on my Mr. Market shit, fuck her with my boots on. Extra grip is hard to slip.
What she like?
When we do it to this song, I toot it and boot it, throw the deuces and I'm gone.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, I know what she like. I know what she like. Oh, yeah.
Fat Mac Baby Almighty Triple XL coming back at you live and direct, man. Live and direct. MacCity.com. Be careful what the fuck you wish for. Today's a little metaphysical show, man, where we're going to talk about energy, man. We're going to talk about thought processes, man. We're going to talk about how the universe gives and it basically taketh away, man. That's what we're going to talk about, because I'm having a weird situation. I'm having a fucked up time trying to get what I want, right? Let me try and expound on this for y'all, right? Let me go back to like 1998. I used to work in a prison, man. I started working in a prison like 1993 as a corrections officer, and I hated that fucking job, man. Hated that fucking job. I don't get into babysitting grown ass men, you know what I mean? But nigga gotta do what he gotta do. You know, you got kids, you gotta feed your shorties, man. So you take whatever the fuck you can get to make it happen. So it was a real good job, real good benefits as far as the pay was concerned. But I hated it, man. And so I was also in a marriage that it was blasé. It was kind of bland. I really wasn't digging being married at this particular point in time. So I felt like I was working in a prison, and my marriage was somewhat of a prison also. It was like everything in my life was just bullshit. It was fucked up. I felt trapped, you know what I mean? I had to break free. I was just, that's all I thought about every waking moment of my life, just trying to break free of the shackles of the marriage and the prison job. I'm like, I'm just constricted, you know what I mean? So I remember sitting out, we have towers out in the job where, you know, we look out over the fields and the creeks and the rivers and the inmate population. And I was working third shift one night, and I just came out on the deck of the tower. You know, the tower's like two stories tall. And I looked up into the heavens like I was on some roots shit, you know what I mean? I looked up to the heavens, I looked at the full moon. It was a beautiful night too, man. It was a beautiful spring night. I could hear fucking coyotes yelping and crickets chirping and shit. I could hear the water rustling in the background and the creeks. And man, I looked up at the heavens and I said, Almighty Father, please grant your son this one wish. Just one wish. Well, actually it was kind of like two. But fuck, who's counting? But I'm saying, I want to fuck mass hoes. I want to get up on just tons of bitches. I want to get out of my marriage. I want to motherfucking quit this bullshit ass job. I want to be free, all father. Free. Looking up at the heavens, man. And I just beseech the great all, that thing which you would call God. I said I wanted to be free of all entanglements. And I wanted just to fuck on hoes, big booty bitches, freaks. Like, I always want to find the nastiest freaks I could get. Because in my marriage, I was, you know, I had a good girl. And she wasn't no freak. She's a regular broad, man. Didn't like nut. This is a little off topic, but anyway, you know. Didn't like sperm. Didn't like to swallow. Didn't like take it in the ass. Wasn't bisexual. I'm like, man, I got a regular bitch. I want a freaky ass bitch, man. And even though I was getting pussy on the side, but I was always getting square bitches on the side, man. I've never really got a freak bitch on the side. It was just regular. You know, they like to get banged on missionary style, and you know, it was nothing really freaky about them. So, man. So one day, like I said, long time ago, looked up at the heavens, beseeched the great, powerful All Father to basically free me of these entanglements. And when I did that, me being a metaphysician, I know that I really need to be careful what I wish for. I really need to, because when one door opens, another door inevitably closes. I know this. And this is the standard lesson that's always taught in all folklore when someone is presented with a wish, and whoever is granting that wish always tell the person that's making the wish to be careful what they wish for. Think long and hard about the wish that you make, because when it comes true, you're going to have to deal with the consequences of that wish. And a good example of that, I don't know if any of y'all have seen this movie, it's a horror movie, it's called The Wish Master. And it's about I think it's a Mesopotamian demon, Uhuru Mazda, that goes around granting people wishes. And he grants them their wish, but in the process of granting the wish, they are destroyed by the wish that they make. You know, I mean, the proverbial, I want $1 million. So they get the $1 million that they wish for, it falls in their lap. And then the next thing you know, they get thrown into prison because somehow the money that they got caught with was robbed from a bank 2 days ago. You know what I mean? Simple shit like that. When one door opens, another door inevitably closes. So that's what we fucking with today. We fucking with, be careful what you wish for, because you just might get it. So the All Father, the great All, sees fit to give me what I want. Somehow, some way, 2002, between 2000 and 2002, I started doing the internet hustle. Started running into all kinds of freak bitches, man. All kinds of freak bitches, man. Just like, wow, man, this is cool shit. You know, I'm getting my freak on. I'm having just freak nasty sex with bras that are bisexual. They like pussy. They like, you know, giving head. They like the taste and the flavor. You know, just like, wow, I'm meeting all kinds of freak bitches. This is beautiful. Then all of a sudden, my marriage starts going in the toilet. And basically, I got free of that back in 2006, that marriage. But the website really kicked off you know, about 2003. Got rid of the marriage in 2006. So when I moved out of my spot, I got my own crib, was able to fuck with any and all bitches that I wanted to. And I mean, I was free, man. I was free because basically what I did is, not only did I get rid of the marriage, not only did I get the website, but I also retired from the Department of Corrections. I retired from it. So that's a nice little motherfucking chunk of change right there also. So yeah, man. So I got rid of that bullshit job. I got rid of that bullshit marriage. And I had money coming in, doing what the fuck I like to do, fucking with freaks. So that was my wish. That's what I wished for. That's what the fuck I got. That's what the fuck I got. Now, this is the problem. Are y'all ready for the problem? Okay, the problem is, I can't seem to reverse the effects of the wish. I can't, no matter what I do, no matter where I go, no matter who I fuck with, time, date, place, circumstances, whatever, I cannot seem to get a hold of a regular bitch, man. I can't seem to. And then when I do get a hold of a regular bitch, man, I'm not feeling her. I'm serious. It's a weird, fucked up energy, man, that's being thrown around, man. Shit, I meet a broad, you know, or I meet a broad and I'm digging her, but she's not digging me. I meet a broad that she's digging me. I'm not digging her. I mean, but man, if I step out the crib for more than 2 minutes, man, I get freaky ass bitches fucking with me all the time, man. I even changed my fucking number so the bitches will stop calling me, wanting to do, you know, hookups and gigs and videos and shit, but that don't stop them. Somehow bitches find me, man. The universe makes these bitches find me. I'm like, man, I want to get out the game. I want to just settle down. Just have a, you know, a regular real ass bitch. It's not happening, man. The universe said, nigga, this is what you wanted. So this is what you will get. And I'm thinking, how do I stop this shit? How do I get out this goddamn game, man? The universe won't let me get out the game. Every regular bitch that I fuck with, man, the whole thing just crumbles, man. Just in my hands, it just goes away. I'm like, damn, man, shit. Like, I'm really not feeling this bitch, man. I'm really not. And then a bitch, you know, that might be want to fuck with me. And what really happens is, you know, the broads understands who I am and what the fuck I do. All of a sudden, you know, the truth comes out. Then the bitch don't want to fuck with me. You know what I mean? Because she done heard so much crazy shit about me. Oh, I heard you got 100 bitches, and I heard you be pimping out bitches, and I heard that you gonna try and pimp me out. Oh, shit. You know, this crazy shit, man, I gotta hear from these broads, man, shit. So, it's like, no, I can't get with no regular bitch for no prolonged period of time, man. Once you make that wish, you need to understand, you need to live with the consequences of that energy, man. Shit. Be careful what you wish for, because you just might get it. It's crazy. It is crazy. I'm trying to tell you, man. It's nothing for me to come up on freaks, man, to do this hustle. I remember before I started really doing it, how hard it was to find a broad to do this shit, man. Now, it's like breathing now. They just fall, pussy just fall out the sky, man, when I want a bitch to do work. For real. But man, if I just want to just find a bitch to just chill with, you know, go on a picnic with, you know, go to a movie, just on some square shit, it's not in it. It's not in the cards, man. It is not happening. No matter what the fuck I do, no matter where the fuck I go, it might jump off for a week or two, but them hoes is in the wind, man. They in the wind, but man, I keeps an army of goddamn freaks, man. I keeps an army of freaks, and I can't even show y'all, motherfuckers, man. You know, half the bitches that I fuck with. You know what I mean? Cause some of them ain't even really, you know, like on some put in work shit. You know, some of them is just they just freaks, man. And I just end up somehow with them, and they not good for much else. You know, they good for handling their business, sucking and fucking, you know, a good time. You know, they ain't good at cooking. They ain't really no housewives. They can't clean shit. They can't bounce a checkbook. You know, but shit, if you want some recreation in the sack, motherfucker, woo! Man, blow your mind, nigga. Blow your mind. But yeah, like I said, I keep freaks on deck. But a quote unquote good woman. My head is spinning just from the bizarre shit that I go through and I deal with all the time when I'm trying to fuck with a broad on some regular shit. It's just not happening, man. So, it looks like I need to make another, pact with the devil, so to speak. I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to get out of this shit, man. But I made that wish, and I got everything I wished for, I got it. I got it. So now I'm kind of like a bird in a gilded cage, I'm a prisoner of my own success. I guess that's probably the best way to describe it and shit, man. So I just want y'all to understand that, man. Understand the metaphysical implications of making a wish. Because when you make a wish, you know, the opposite is going to happen. There's a reverse energy flow that happens that a lot of times you're not ready for. You know, you're sitting back and you're wishing, I want a whole bunch of freaks. I want a whole bunch of bitches. I want a whole bunch of freak nasty shit. But, you know, while you're making that wish, you're not really thinking to yourself, but damn, I'm going to trade all that in for stability, loyalty, honesty, you know, just a good woman in the game, you know, and you won't miss that shit until it's gone. So then you'll be sitting back thinking, damn, fuck, what was I thinking? Yeah, I'm having all this fun, or, you know, however fleeting it may be. But then, you know, you kind of trade quantity for quality. Man, so that's basically what's going on with that, man. Y'all need to be cognizant of that whenever you make a wish, whenever you go and set out to get something. You have to think to yourself, you know, what are the metaphysical implications on the reverse side of this? You know, I'm wishing for something, you know, that I want to gain, but in making this wish, it's universal law that I have to give something up to actually get the benefits of what I'm wishing for. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? Do y'all peep what I'm telling you, man? Shit. You get out of a thing what the fuck you put in it, man. So nothing, this shit ain't free. Whenever you make that wish, the universe is going to tax you, nigga. It is going to tax you. It's going to get something out of you to pay for what the fuck you wish for. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Whenever you make a wish, you got to look at the backside of it. What am I losing in the attempt to gain something? Because you're going to lose something. Believe me. Fat Mac and I'm out. Mad City.
Can I save you from you? Cause you know there's something missing in the champagne you've been sipping. I suppose I make you different all the time. It's starting to feel like the wrong thing to do, girl. Cause with all that recognition, it gets hard for you to listen to the things that I'ma say to make you mine. Live, girl, have some fun, girl, we'll be fine. Trying to convince myself I found one. Making the mistake I never learned from. I swear I always fall for your time, yeah. For your time, tell me.
There's a reason for it all. You'll say that you're nothing like the last girl. I just pray that you don't let me down right now. It's too late, I'm already yours. You just gotta promise me hearts won't break and end up like before. I swear I always your time, tell me why I always fall for your time.
Yeah,
for your time.
Look, dress hang.
hanging off your shoulder, barely sober. Telling me how you moving away and starting over. Girl, quit playing, you just drunk, you just saying. And oh, you dance, dance like how, like ballet and. Oh, wait. No, I get it, girl, I'm with it. I've been down this road before, and yeah, I skid it, but forget it, damn, damn. I wonder why I never learned my lesson. It's feeling like it's second chance and it's the first impression. And I heard there's nothing new except for someone new. But how you supposed to find the one with anyone who come with you? Talking to myself but I never listen. Cause man, it's been a while and I swear that this one's different. That's why I'ma take you anywhere you wanna go. Let you meet my friends so they can lecture me again about how reckless I have been. And I'm slowly running out of all the time that I invested. They're making all the same mistakes and I'm just trying to correct it and I fall.
You ain't no pimp. You're a rest haven for hoes.